So speaking of new areas, before we move on to gastric, I was fascinated by the discussion of a new strategy that I wasn't aware of, looking at hyaluronic acid, HA, and the recombinant human hyaluronidase, PEG, PH20. Could you talk a little bit about what it is and how it's thought to act?
Yeah, absolutely. This is another exciting potential area in pancreatic cancer. And we're here in 2017, and the only approved targeted agent for pancreatic cancer is erlotinib. So we're certainly desperate for interesting strategies like this. And this one really addresses a major problem in pancreatic cancer, which is that pancreatic cancers almost lay down a barrier of cement around themselves. You know, you'll have little islands of tumor floating in all of this collagen and hyaluronin that we think really prevents drugs from getting at the tumor cells, causes, you know, high pressure within the vasculature so that drugs can't even access the vasculature there. And so this is a strategy that basically directly breaks down some of this material that forms around the cancer to try and make the cancer more accessible to drugs. So it's an enzyme. This enzyme by itself is not likely to do anything to the cancer cells, but I think there's some hope and some at least preliminary evidence that this is going to make chemotherapy work better.
And this is a pegylated compound?
That's correct. Yeah, I think since it's a protein, just to keep it from getting broken down too quickly in the circulation so it can actually get to the tumor.
And, you know, I guess we looked at some sort of early data that looks encouraging. Any tolerability issues that you're aware of?
You know, the major problem that's been seen with this has been thrombosis. And, you know, obviously that's a big problem for this patient population where thrombosis is already an issue. So at this point in time, all of the studies going on with this agent are requiring anticoagulation during treatment. Otherwise, you know, in terms of side effects that you might expect from chemotherapy, those types of things, those are not seen with the agent. Just this particular problem that we think is preventable, but is obviously a big problem.
And the strategy, though, is to combine it with chemotherapy?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
And from what you've seen, are you encouraged by the efficacy? Or is it too early?
I think the problem has been patient selection. So if you look at unselected patients, there's not enough of a signal. Some tumors have more of this hyaluronin than others. It's not like a genetic mutation where we're just going to be able to get a yes-no answer about a tumor. It's going to be more like HER2 with kind of gradedness of how much hyaluronin is there. So I think it's a question of finding a cut point and figuring out what are the patients who are likely to benefit. And that's going to be difficult. It's going to require relatively large studies.